Hello, peoples of the internet. It's episode 59 about Starfly 59. Couldn't let episode 59 be about anything else but a celebration of one of my favourite bands, California's Starfly 59. I've been besotted with them for over 30 years, and as such, it's going to be a quadruple dose of Troika this time around. Starfly 59 were formed in Riverside, California by Jason Martin, and while the lineup around him is always changing, Jason basically is Starfly. Notably, the late great Richard Swift was part of the band for a while, and also his son Charlie has joined him as drummer on the most recent albums. Celebrity fans include Father John Misty, who used to work for their record label, Tooth & Nail. The first three Starflyer 59 releases were all colours. So we had silver first, then gold, and then Americana, which was red. And these are very much a heavy shoegaze, influenced by the likes of bands like My Bloody Valentine. But that sound has evolved over the years, and you can also hear The Cure, The Smiths, and New Order. It's always unmistakably Starflyer though, probably because of Jason's quite kind of hushed vocals. This is something that he's not very keen on doing, so he kind of does it a little bit begrudgingly. When I first heard their debut album, Silver, back in 1994, it connected deeply with me. It was the autumn just after I'd left college, and I've always associated Silver with that season ever since. And I've followed each album religiously and put a very subtle reference to them on the cover of the Icon Handbook. So their compilation album, Easy Come, Easy Go, features a tank on the cover. So there's a tank on the eye of Icon in the Icon Handbook cover, which is all themed around music. So let's have a little journey through all the many incarnations of Starflyer in an almost chronological order. So we started with a housewife love song from the album Gold. What a way to open an album. That's one of the heaviest, filthiest tunes that Starflyer have ever done. Also rare for Starflyer, this song actually has an accompanying music video. And fun fact, the housewife featured in the video became his future wife, Julie. In contrast, this is Harmony from the 1997 album Americana.
Thank you.
and that was Do You Ever Feel That Way, also from Americana. Sadly, I've never been able to see them live, and probably never will. They've never toured the UK, and since 2010, Jason has taken over his late father's trucking business, so that was the end of touring full stop. We're on to the fourth album now, which is The Fashion Focus, and this is where the direction started to change a little bit, bringing in things like keyboards, particularly on this gorgeous dreamy ballad, Fell in Love at 22. Shedding the Mortal Coil. That was a cover of a Daniel Amos song. That's another band that influenced Jason's songwriting. And I really like its little pop quirkiness in that sort of Starflyer setting. And it is quite upbeat, despite the title. By the time we get to 2001's album Leave Here a Stranger, there were some signs that Starflyer were heading towards maybe a little bit more classic rock, possibly from listening to lots of Oasis. And this album in particular was specifically recorded and mixed in mono as a homage to the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. This is the closing track, Your Company.
Come on and be with me. tough to come back away to. He's come to try ya. It's a nice night, so can't you come later? And it's taking such a long time, long time. Can we ever make it right, right, right? And it's taking such a long time, long time. Can we ever make it right, right, right?
Those last two tracks were Loved Ones from the album Old, and then Good Sons from the album Talking Voice versus Singing Voice. And it was in that album that we started to sound much more like New Order. In particular, had a very Peter Hook style of twangy bass line. I'm going to do a bit of a leap now from 2005, where that last album was from, to 10 years later. The last 15 years worth of albums have had a running melancholy theme of I'm getting old, I'm obsolete, no one wants to listen to me anymore. Which is a shame, because when he's not doing that, he really isn't. In typical self-deprecating fashion, Jason once explained, I'm like a minor league baseball player. I'm better than some, but not good enough to get it done. That's not me being humble, that's just me looking at it honestly. That's very typical Jason Martin. And the title of the episode, Win Some, Lose Most, is a phrase that Jason Martin once joked should be the next album title. The next track is Like a Baby, which is a single that came out in 2015 that really broke that sort of self-flagellation mode that he was kind of getting stuck in. It's just an infectiously catchy non-album single, and at a very Guided by Voices style length of only 2 minutes.
What can you do? It's been so long since we had feelings anymore. So I told you, my dear, I could never leave you all alone. Like a baby on a doorstep, I could never run. It's been bad for too long now. One thing leads to others. There's always time to turn around and turn back to each other. What can you say when it feels over and can't talk to anyone? Cause there are no four-leaf clovers when you turn 41. Like a baby on a doorstep. there's always time to turn around and turn back to each other. Cause you're like a baby on a doorstep. Cause you're like a baby on a doorstep. Cause you're like a baby on a doorstep. Cause you're like a baby on a doorstep.
There have been a few covers of Starflyer songs, but this next one is the best by far. Esther Drang's The Appearances EP, which was my favourite album of 2018, has been described as velvet space rock, and their cover of a song from Starflyer's debut album, Silver, fits right in with this. It also, I think, sounds more expansive and epic than the more basic and fuzzy original version.
Come friend.
And after that cover of Second Space Song, that was This Recliner from the Miami EP, which came out in 2020. I particularly like the opening chords of that, because it just sounds like it's going to be an Interpol song, but then it sort of goes off somewhere else. Finishing this Troika episode was going to be quite hard, because basically, the track that makes the most sense for me to play last has already been on Troika. It was on episode 33, about endings, choosing my favourite last closing tracks of albums. But this is essential. It's my favourite song of all time. And if I ever buy new speakers or headphones, it's always the first thing I have to play. And in particular, there's a coda at the end of the song. So there's, it sort of starts, it's got a little bit of a pause, and then it comes back for this coda that is just really special to me. And even though it's repeating an earlier episode of Troika, I've got to play it. This is Everyone But Me from Americana. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. We'll be right back.